This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being Thursday, as it is, we got our weekly update on first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning. 229,000 people lost their jobs last week. That's up a bit, but still well in line with where that number was back in the before times. So we're going to use that as a way to talk about this. People who had pandemic-related jobs, but now largely don't. I read a story the other day by Shabelli Carazana. She covers the economy at the 19th, pointing out that the early data shows women of color made up most of the COVID workforce, testing centers and the like, and that now, with the pandemic, if not winding down, but certainly less, you know, attention getting than it used to be, and testing sites getting shut down, what happens to that labor force?
A lot of these folks came in to serve an enormous need during a time when, you know, they were coming into these jobs. They were typically higher paid jobs. They were jobs that they could come into with little experience in public health. And now what we're seeing with places winding down and also these contracts that came in through the federal government to make these jobs available are now also ending. And they're trying to see what happens next.
We should be explicit here, right? This COVID-19 testing workforce was overwhelmingly women. It was overwhelmingly women of color. It was, as you said, higher paid jobs that, being honest, it's unlikely that they will be able to replicate in a non-COVID testing situation. What happens to them?
That's exactly right, right? So we were seeing people earning $30 an hour or more in many cases through these positions. A lot of women of color also lost their jobs during the pandemic. Also, to begin with, public health is a field that already employs majority women. And you have these folks coming in who are trusted leaders in their community, trusted messengers, have a sense of responsibility, and were really effective in this work.
Can we dig into that trusted messenger thing for a minute? Because you have women of color doing the testing and the monitoring and a lot of the public health work in a pandemic in which people of color overwhelmingly suffered. And there's some connection there, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but that seems to matter.
Absolutely. I mean, to that point of sort of a sense of responsibility, that's something that really came up when I was talking to workers in this workforce who had personal experiences with loss during COVID and felt like they could be the ones to, you know, convince someone to get a vaccine or help people get tested or contact trace. And they were doing it out of that sense of responsibility. But we saw it across the country when the first person got vaccinated in every state, right? In almost every single state, the first person to be vaccinated was a woman of color, typically a nurse. And
yeah, healthcare worker,
they did
sure.
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did it. They did it to help their own community, you know, have some trust.
Right. And they did it publicly. I'm sure you spoke to dozens of women for this story. Pick your favorite. Tell me a good story.
Let me think. Well, one of my favorite stories was a woman in Texas who was an immigrant, grew up low wage raised by her mother and her grandmother. Her mother was a nurse, and she went and started doing this work as well, working in clinics, trying to get folks vaccinated. And her responsibility was to find areas in Houston where folks were not getting access to the vaccine. She tells the story of an Afghan family that she spoke to in an apartment complex in Houston that was all refugees. And they welcomed her into their apartment late at night, eight people to a 600 square foot apartment. All of them got vaccinated that night, made her a meal, were so thankful, but simply did not have the connections, the understanding to go seek out sort of this healthcare themselves until she came to their door. And for her, this was a moment where she said, you know, this is really why we did this work for these small success stories. And so now she is looking at a career working in a shelter with immigrant children, similar to her own background. And she says, you know, as a woman of color, that is what helped open doors for me when so many were shut, because they trusted me to talk to them directly from personal experience, and that's how we got people vaccinated.
Shibeli Karazana is the economy reporter at the 19th. Shibeli, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time and your reporting.
Thank you so much.